In the medical field, there are endless possibilities, aren't there, for nanotechnology?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. There have been some amazing developments in the medical fields in nanotechnology. One of the things that they found is that, for instance, we were talking about AI and medical applications and nanotechnology. They can make arrays of nanotubes. They're like little dots on a substrate, and they can put neurons on the substrate, and they grow essentially an artificial brain, and the spacings between the cells are just right for them to reach to each other and form the synapses and connections that they need. Another thing they can do now is they have found ways of using the flagella, the little moving parts that stick out of tiny bacteria or cells, and use them to move things around. And in that, in the developments that they've come up with, they found ways to make devices that can carry drugs directly into tumor cells and kill them. They found out how to work on Alzheimer's using particles of gold that are only a few atoms across. I think this is one of the more interesting ones. By making nanoparticles of gold metal, they have infused them into brain tissue, and they form gatherings where the clumps of Alzheimer's plaques are. And then by exposing them to low-level radio waves, about half or a fifth of the energy in a cell phone, over the course of a few hours, the plaques break up and die. And so they've actually found a way to treat the plaques in Alzheimer's patients by using gold nanoparticles.
Well, that's amazing. And they've actually done this?
Yes, they have. Most of the work was done on the University of Chile in Santiago by Marcelo Kogan. The particles, the particles clump with the cells that are degenerating, and on the application of radio waves, they apparently move around and destroy the cells. The particles appear to vibrate and induce heat in the cells and kill them.
Wow, that's simply amazing.
That is a wonderful thing. But then you can look at the downside. Somebody who was, let's say, interested in destroying things using this sort of technology could tag the particles so that they would attach to crops, and then on command could send a low-level radio signal that would destroy all the crops. Yeah, that would be the downside of that sort of technology.
So, I've also heard that nanotechnology, for example, might be used to construct what would seem to be or would be very much like a virus that, for example, might go out and kill one specific race of people, that it could be that...
The targeted virus scenario, yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Making machinery that has some processing power on that scale, you literally could make it go out, identify specific markers in cells, like specific types of traits such as red hair or whatever you can imagine, and kill those people. And a targeted virus is a very real threat, and it's something that you have to know they've got to be working on.
Are they working on it?
I don't have any personal knowledge of research being done in the field, but it is such a tempting thing, you can imagine that a lot of people are looking at it, at least eyeing it and thinking, man, this would be something we could use.
And something probably we would use.
It's hard to imagine a scenario where they wouldn't. If something
yeah,
got bad
I
enough,
know.
I can think of some terrible things that people have done.
Is all of this technology, Sir Charles, racing ahead too quickly? I mean, our social development is not moving nearly as quickly, obviously, looking at recent world events, as is this kind of technology. Would you agree?
I think that's probably true. Socially, most of humanity seems to have a structure on par with the caveman. And it's hard to say, but most people seem to be just about functional enough to get to the next meal.
Yeah.
And when we are confronted with issues this depth, you know, of this complexity, a lot of times people simply shut down. They turn away and say, I'm not interested, or I don't want to hear about it, or I don't want another thing to worry about. And so the problem is there is no vigilance because people who should know about the things simply shut down and turn away when they hear about it. It's just another big problem for them.
Well, I can understand that attitude. I'm not one of those people, but I can certainly understand it with everything that's going on right now. And people seemingly, I mean, we are a warrior-like people. You know, human beings are definitely warrior people. And you can prove that on any given day looking around the world. So if there was a little nano kind of virus that would kill a specific people, you know damn well it would be used. And I wonder if there's any way to find out if anybody is working on this. Surely they are, and who it is, and whether, and hopefully we're first on the block. But I worry about these things that perhaps we're not.
Well, I can think of a lot of ways it could be done, and I'm not even going to mention them. I can think of a lot of things that you could do that could be used to tag or locate specific genotypes, but, you know, I'm not even going to go there. And I do expect that somebody would try it. I can only hope that our positive developments will help us along to the point where we are able to circumvent a lot of those problems.